everybody. Well, today is Saturday. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And the date today is April 9th, 2016. So I want to clear the date for everybody. So here we go. Clearing April 9th, 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to help you out with a situation that you're dealing with or may be dealing with. So here we go. Think of that situation. Releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll get rid of aliens maybe in a half an hour if we have some lurking in you, around you, through you, or somewhere. So we'll get those out of here. And let's now energize the light beams. So bring light beam and light beams up on your monitor screen. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I guess that's it. So we'll start our wonderful call tonight. We'll be going to the light ship typically around maybe 20 minutes before the hour. So we'll bring on Elizabeth, our co-host tonight. So Elizabeth, are you out there in the BBS penthouse here with the microphone and binoculars looking all around?
Yes, I'm here and so happy to be here on this Saturday night live on the Light Ship Show. As you know, this is the evening where we all get to go aboard the light ship, and it's also kind of a sample of what Ron does on his monthly calls, and you can check out the website where it's your home base for all of your different healings that you want to do, and you can try the samples. You can also check out all of the links that we have there to our radio programs, our Wikipedia, and YouTube, and that's creationlightship.com. And you can also search for healing. So the schedule is at the top, and you can find out more about the Healing Intensive conference calls, as well as the special weekly calls that Ron does every week to help you clear off anything that might be troubling you emotionally or maybe physically, so you can feel better and get more out of your life here. So, Ron, I guess we should start with some listener questions. And we also had something that we had noticed and wanted to talk about, and that was about the vowels and the vowels that are used to, in our language, to create sounds and words. So it was kind of interesting because as I wrote them down, I was writing down A, E, I, O, and U. And I looked at the A and I looked at the E, and then I looked at I, O, U, which is also a phrase. So I wondered what you would have to say about that, and also what is the advantage to clearing vowels, and what clearings can we use to clear them and get peace?
Very good. So the clearing you can do, which is free, you know, is the alien keyword intercept, but you really want to go in and do the natal barcode clearing with words. So if you notice, you're reading the A-E, then it's I-O-U. So now you know how they're catching you. I-O-U. So they're, you would be the aliens. You're owing the aliens everything. So they created the vowels for our language here of English. And if you start looking at the different words, you're going to realize that the O is a very powerful mind-controlling letter, and you know the moon has two O's in it. And what else do people get mind controlled with when they start off 5 or 6 years of age? You go to school. That also has two O's in it. And then you have another word that would be fool. So right away, the aliens see you as a fool because they put two O's in that word. Remember, all these words are alien because they gave you your language, the English language. And next, we could use the word spooky. That has two O's in it. So, Elizabeth, do you have any other words that people look at to see how they're being trapped by the aliens with those double O's?
Yeah, Ron, it seems like that double O is of particular interest to them, and it seems like something that when we see, maybe we should pay attention to and get in there and clear it. Now,
oh, I got something. What's the other one? Most obvious. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, anyway.
But, yeah, I had thought of spook and spoof, S-P-O-O-F. Also, the word book and the word flood, and maybe voodoo. So all of these things, and loot and hook. So all of these things are kind of right in your face, and they're kind of telling you, this is what we're doing to you. And I think that the reason why it's so complicated is that all of these vowels are things that we use every day, and these words are very common, and people may not realize that they're getting hooked up. So it's kind of a win-win for the aliens.
Yeah, and what about Google?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. So anyway, if you people can go out and maybe do a Google on words with double O's in it, and know that that's probably much more powerful having two O's than just one.
Yeah, I wonder if that's why Google is so successful.
Yeah, those two O's are looking at you.
Those two eyes are looking at you.
Yep. Anyway, yeah. You may look at, I remember, but just think of the I-O-U. Remember, the aliens like to tell you what's happening. You know, they always want to tell you what they're doing. And so now that you know their secret of the vowels and the last part, I-O-U, yep, you owe them. They have you hooked up. So that's what the website does, is unhook you. So
yeah,
back
and,
to you.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, and the two clearings that Ron mentioned were the natal barcode clearing and the free clearing that he offers, which is the alien keyword intercept clearing, and you can find that on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com. And if you type the word natal, N-A-T-A-L, into the search for the healing box, which is also on the left side of the website, you'll get a link to the natal barcode removal. And those are the two that Ron mentioned for dealing with clearing keywords. So what you would do is just type any of those double O words or any other words that you may notice that kind of seem to have a loaded meaning for you into the alien keyword box and run the clearing. And all of this can be done anytime in front of your computer, and you just have to either be there physically or you can put a picture in front of it of yourself and run it that way. So, Ron, the thing to note, too, is that language creates a contract, and it's a contractual obligation that you are then sort of bound to, I guess would be the right word to say there, and I guess maybe you could explain and elaborate on this further, but when you start doing the clearings, these contracts, these sort of language traps and these code words that are embedded into our speaking and our talking, all of those contracts become null and void when you begin to do the clearings. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much so, because you're going into that realm of the alien contract law that's on the planet here. And you start releasing and getting rid of those energies. So, you know, that's what you want to do. We mentioned the keyword intercept. That's good for a word, but you really want to do these on the natal barcode, because the natal barcode will get it off of you from the get-go rather than doing a little Band-Aid clearing, which could help you. Not that it's not, but, you know, you want to start at the beginning. And that's how they contract with you. So get those things off. And if we could have some listeners maybe bring in some words, I was thinking like boo-hoo, you know. Words that have the double O's in it, you know. You might be surprised how you're hooked up just in our English language. And a lot of the technical words, you know, that you have in electronics, they normally have an O-R on them. You know, like, for instance, the word motor, you know, that's two O's, okay? And, you know, then you have, like, transistor, resistor, capacitor, you know, many electronic words will have the O-R in it automatically. And then you also have the word OR. So take note of what we're talking about. Monitor, you know, that ends in O-R. There's many words that have the O-R in it to connect you to the alien agenda, because there's an O in there. So we'll see what people bring in here. As far as their comments, once you start realizing what they're doing to you, then that's wonderful, because you can get it released from you. Because you don't know when you're trapped and how deeply you are down that rabbit hole. So I'll turn it back over to you again here, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I did actually just got a bunch of emails from people in regard to this topic, and I wanted to add, too, that if you do have something you'd like to share with us, you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also use our fast chat feedback form, which is linked on the top of creationlightship.com. The chat link is there during the live broadcast. Every time we're live on the air, you can just find us there. And you can ask a question that way. So someone wrote in the word tool, T-O-O-L.
That's very obvious. Yeah, good.
Yeah, very good. And also moon, which I think we mentioned, but yeah, that's another big one. And someone else wrote in that AE stands for, it could stand for alien entities, I-O-U.
Oh, great.
And someone also wrote in that A-E-I-O-U sometimes Y. And then they wrote the word W-H-Y with a question mark.
Yep. So we got some thinking people out there. That's great.
Yeah, it seems like people are really responding to this. And
yeah,
also, somebody wrote Yoo-hoo and boo-boo. I guess when you get a boo-boo, like when you're a little kid, your mom says, oh, you got a boo-boo. It's funny. It's really funny when you break it down like that, Ron, because I think it does help people to understand the kind of transparency of what's going on. But if you're not really paying attention, you're not really awake, you wouldn't notice it. So I also wanted to add that if you go to the natal barcode clearing, this is a special lightship clearing, and it disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to names, date of birth, time, and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. Then you can actually click on the screenshot and view that. And you can clear your birth name, your nickname, your married name, any other names, your date of birth, and any additional clearings. So would you use other names to clear the words, Ron?
Yeah, well, Well, I think I would just
like,
that
would you be clearing the words in here? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think I just put the word that you're recognizing,
mm-hmm.
and put that in there, and you know, clear it out of your life because it's in there.
Yeah.
And see how your life. Remember, you're getting rid of contracts. So, is there any word that people can send us? You know. People here deal with money, and there's an O, right? One O. Is there any other word that deal with money, lack of money, or something like that with two O's in it? I'm just curious out there.
Somebody just sent in the word Yahoo, which is also our email address.
Oh, boy. We can't get away from the O's, huh? The O's have
it. Very, very interesting. Were you saying something about money, Ron? Because we did get an email with the words money, poverty, and shop.
Okay.
But they don't have double O's. But I'm curious as to where you were going with that.
I was just wondering if there's a word that deals with lack of money that would have two O's in it side by side. Because if we could stumble upon that somehow, and we cleared that out of our life, that could be a really big benefit. So I have you people work on that, because remember, you don't know what you're hooked up to, and those words are very obvious, you know? But the letters are anyway, once you catch on to what they're doing to you.
Well, the word that came to my mind, Ron, was the word loot, L-O-O-T. And I just Googled that. And it says goods, which is another double O word, especially private property taken from an enemy in war. And the synonyms are plunder, pillage, despoil, ransack, sack, raid, rifle, rob, burgle, and burglarize. And then under that, the example they give is troops, T-R-O-O-P-S, looted the cathedral.
Well,
so that's the only one I came up with off the top of my head, but if anybody else has any suggestions, please email us.
Yeah, I think this is a very good, interesting show. So we'll see what people can help.
Yeah, and we're getting tons of emails, so thanks, everybody. And someone else just said that, what I said, loot, stolen money. Oh, and someone else said the word moolah, M-O-O-L-A. And also the word poor has two O's in it.
There we go, the word poor. You got to clear poor, everybody.
Everybody has to clear that, okay.
Clear poor. Yep, I knew that would be coming from somebody. Thank you so much. Poor is it.
Yeah, a couple people wrote that in, Ron.
Oh, great.
Yep. We got like three emails with the same word. Actually, four. Oh, awesome. Thanks so much, everybody. We really appreciate your interaction. And it helps everybody to kind of get that out of their life. Yep. So that looks like the word. And also someone sent in the word mooch. M-O-O-C-H.
Boy. Well.
So reading here, it seems like people are really into this. So I guess we could assign that as a homework assignment for everybody, Ron. Go clear.
Oh, everybody, that could be the main underlying thing, that one word that's hidden in the vocabulary to hook people up.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to start, and especially if you're doing the alien keyword intercept. I mean, you could just clear all of these words. So the great thing about this healing process is that you're really taking it into your own hands. And what you are doing is working with pure divine light energy from the source that created you. So it's all coming from within, and all of these words are words that you've probably heard and used, you know, to describe many things in your life. And I think that even if you are not poor or whatever that means to you, that you might be afraid of losing money if you have it. So that's always like a good place for everybody to start, I think, even if you are not necessarily, you know, destitute or you know, in a position of poverty. So someone wrote in, let's see, we've got so many emails here, it's a little bit hard to keep up. And then someone else wrote food, F-O-O-D, whoops. So that's funny. And mooring, or to tie down, and mooring means to tie down a ship, plane, or buoy, or a person.
Uh-huh. Boy, and we got the word floor, too.
A floor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we got a thing. That's great. So do your homework, people, and see what word is affecting you the most.
Great.
That's probably why you're maybe using the word you're in lack. I don't want to go into that, but even if you're not in lack, very possibly it could help you to have more. So, anyway, where should we go from here?
Well, I'm trying to run through these emails here, Ron, and find some questions. We've gotten so many people responding to the double O words that I think this is going to be a very powerful show and a big breakthrough for a lot of people, so it's very exciting. And, well, here's something a little different. So this listener wrote in and said, I find after doing several clearings and feeling kind of distant from my old mind programs, cultural norms, etc., that I feel quite empty and bored. I'm in the process of moving away, have started a new job several months ago, and I want to reinvent my life. Can you please give suggestions on how to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you do clearings, you start getting distance from people. You distance yourself from people in the mind program. So right away, you may start to feel kind of like you abandoned your life, but you're actually going inward. And that's the main thing, going inward, then you're able to recreate yourself. So you may not be at that state of recreating yourself, because you may be going inward maybe a little too far. So you want to kind of pull out of a little bit, but find out what your talents are, on what you would like to do. And you know, what they normally say is that, what did you do when you were a young child? Because you're not really, you know, inhibited then. So maybe from the age 10 on down, maybe you have some passion of doing something, or you have some talent. See what that was. And you may want to research that. So that's my suggestions there, is to do that. See what you did when you were young. And that may give you a big clue as to where you're going or where you want to go now. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, Ron, and I think it's really remarkable when you do think back to when you were a young child and everything. Hopefully, I mean, you didn't go through any kind of horrible trauma or, you know, any sort of abuse situation there, but, I mean, if you did, we do have clearings for that, but it is hard to imagine as you get older, sort of getting in touch with those feelings of freedom and those feelings of limitlessness, because as you go through life, if you've been listening to our show, as you know, They do all kinds of things to us to keep us down, to try to take us out. They put barcodes on us. They put up roadblocks that trap us in all kinds of systems and enslavements. So all of these things is what we do here on the Lightship show, is teach you how to kind of take back your life. And I think for anybody who is in a position like this, where you're kind of like, wow, all the old stuff that I was attached to isn't working anymore, it can kind of be an adjustment period. So also, I would maybe recommend the self-empowerment clearing. And I think you offer that as a bundle too, Ron, to sort of, you know, get yourself back into feeling confident and, you know, feeling more self-empowered. And also, I think a fabulous clearing that you offer is the whole lifetime fear clearing. Because I think a lot of the times fear is what stops us and what motivates us. And that is an extremely powerful clearing after you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So those are just two suggestions that I have, in addition to, you know, what you already mentioned, which was excellent. So somebody else, I know we won't spend too much time on this, but somebody else just wrote in Looney Tunes, cartoons, and loon. So it seems like this may be something that we can carry over into another show. Ron, I don't know if you would like to release the enslaved aliens now. It is half past the hour.
Yep, that sounds good. So here we go, everybody. Do you have any aliens lurking in you, around you, through you, on your rooftop, on your ceiling? Here we go. Let's get rid of these critters. So here we go. One. There, we got a one-way ticket out of here. One-way ticket to paradise. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. I think they're gone. Back to you.
Yeah, wow. That's great. And that is also available on a YouTube audio link. If you go to YouTube and type in Creation Lightship, Help Enslaved Aliens Leave, you can play that, you know, on your work computer or your smartphone or tablet or whatever device you have, and watch what happens. It really changes the energy in the room. As many of us observed at the New York City Expo. And Ron is also doing another expo coming up. It's the New Living Expo. And that is going to be in San Mateo, California, which is right outside of San Francisco. And you can check out the website for the official New Living Expo and check the schedule and see when Ron will be there speaking. It's the last weekend in April. So it looks like it's going to be great, and hopefully if you're in that area or if you're flying in, you get to experience the wonderful energy of the light chamber, light infusion chamber, and, you know, attend some of the free workshops and lectures that Ron's going to be doing there. So that's April 29th, the 30th, and May 1st, and it's New Living Expo. So the next listener question, Ron, is someone wrote in and said, thank you for the fabulous Ascension call today. Can you tell us a bit about the Merkaba energy you brought to us? Will this energy stay with us is it a protective device? Thanks.
It actually integrates with you to bring out more of who you are with those energies, because all of your cells will have that energy in it. So it's like having a little attunement with source energy to help you out. That's what it's for. So will it stay with you? Yeah, it's always with you. We're just energizing those energies that you already have in you, and it's really beneficial. So back to you.
Okay, great. And someone is actually running this clearing now with the between the vowels, and they write, I feel the energy big time. Listeners, you need to do this. Thanks, Ron and co-host. So it looks like somebody's already gotten on that, which is great. And we're still getting double O words. So all these words that you're sending us, if you want to start clearing them after the show, let us know how you feel and what you experience by contacting us through the fast chat or CLS questions, because it seems like this is really waking a lot of people up. And you're probably already awake, but not me. I'm falling asleep. But not, no, I'm just, it's a bit later here on the East Coast.
So I always do, you know, I would start out with the word poor.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
You know, if you're going to do, you know, you can go on to the keyword intercept one. But remember, you need to get into the one that's the natal barcode, because that's throughout your whole life. So, you know, if you got connected to these words, maybe at the age of, say, 5 to 10, when you started learning how to communicate, now they're with you through your whole life. And you're being tagged by those words. So each time you hear it, you know, it jars your body a little bit or energizes you. I guess another way of saying it, you know, some people are really sensitive to words. So there's some words that when you hear, kind of cringe or you don't want to hear it or, you know, whatever that would be, you have a reaction to it. Well, you probably heard the word so many times that you haven't really noticed that the reaction, you know, is taking place, and you wonder why you are being poor. So that's why you need to do a lot of those energies. So that's how I would say that. But you need to do the natal barcode. You can do the first one. That's free. But that's only happening right now to you. So you need to realize that, yeah, I need to get in there and clean out more of this energy that's in my whole life, because it's in your DNA. Because you learned those words. And by association of learning the words, now you're hooked up. So back to you.
Yeah, and hooked up also has a double O in it. Just saying. Just saying. So, Ron, I don't know if you would like to take a couple more questions or if you would like to go up to the light ship.
Yeah. Whatever comes through, yeah, we'll go to the light ship in about 10 minutes. So, yeah, whatever is there. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, let's...
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, so... Someone wrote in that, I guess, when you were talking about, for the listener who was kind of having trouble reestablishing her life and kind of getting back on track after, you know, doing a lot of clearings and becoming more heart-centered and becoming more sort of, you know, maybe kind of...
Disattached.
Yeah, disattached and shutting down. So somebody wrote, having a grandchild brings our innocence back to us. We get to start over again. And someone also asked if it's a good idea to timeline crash the words and signs and symbols.
Yeah, that could be another way to do it also. But, you know, I myself would put the time into the natal barcode one. If you want to nip it off, you know, when you first learned what this is, and it'll go through and go into your DNA more versus, you know, the Band-Aid clearing, which is like, you know, the alien keyword. Because you could not do enough of the alien keyword clearings for one word. I mean, you'd be on it forever. So that's why you want to do the other one, the natal barcode. Well, this is getting very interesting.
Yeah, it's. I feel like this is a really big breakthrough here, Ron. And I know I keep saying that, but I feel like this is going to help people a lot. And I know people talk about numbers a lot, but I think words are just as important. And someone else wrote in, I think we brought this up earlier in the show when you were clearing the date at the beginning of the show, but someone wrote that there is a website called onthisday.com that brings up all the history of a particular date. Thought this might be helpful to other listeners. Thanks, Ron, for all you do.
Very good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you want to find out what's going on like your birth date. You know, how are you hooked up to events on this planet with your birth date? So that's what I would do first. And anyway, that's, you know, I would do that for sure.
Yeah, and it also helps if you're feeling particularly like funky or weird or just off on a particular day and you're not really sure why. And you're like, oh, I feel really weird, but nothing's really wrong, but I don't know what to clear. So that might be helpful to sort of like give you a baseline to sort of operate from. You're like, oh, this happened. Okay, well, I need to clear that because, you know, obviously that's something in my past that's coming up in my present, and it's affecting my life in the now. So that's kind of what you don't want. So it's always good to know. And you can, you know, start from there. And, okay, so another question regarding the timeline crash of the words. Someone's asking, could we word timeline crash to link, I guess the link, to the natal barcode removal simultaneously?
Did you link? What's that again?
It says, could we word timeline crash to link to the natal barcode removal simultaneously? I'm not sure.
If you put the same word in, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You could even do the keyword intercept with the natal one. As long as you have the same situation going on, in this case with the same word, yeah, you could do multiple stuff with that. And you could do a timeline crash on that word, you know, because the word, since we're talking about it, you could do a timeline crash and just see how much better you feel. You know, I'd like everybody to go, if you could, you know, to the website and at least do the free one on maybe four, because four is used, you know, that only means one thing, you know. And that would be great to see if you feel better after doing the word pour. So we'll go to the light shift now, I guess.
Okay, great.
Oh, and where you would find that if you're brand new, just go to that drop-down box on the left. It'll say, I believe, free sample clearings. Click on it with the drop-down box and look for alien keyword intercept. Mouse over that and click on it. And then from there, I think you hit go. On the drop-down box on the right side or something like that, and it'll bring you to that page and have some fun. So here we go, everybody. Let's go to the light shift. This only works live. Naturally, when you're listening to our call here, you will feel peace energy coming to you. And the peace energy, you know, is going to be very nice for you even if you're not going to the light shift. So that means next time you can go and stay awake, maybe, or whatever, and come on Saturday night. So here we go, everybody. We'll bring up your animal, pets, flower, pea garden, plants. And next, we're going to bilocate, so I'll count to five to do so. And you want to think of one specific incident that's happening to you that you're experiencing physical with your body. So here we go, going up, one, two, three, four, five. And we'll see if we have anybody, sending us something that we can go to on rooms. So I'm going to pull up my host page here. There we go. So here we go. Let's go into the room with the deers first. One, two, three, four, and five. And remember, request your healing. The deers are there with light beams taken on that life form. Next, we're going to go into the hot tub room. And this has pink gel in it. So you may feel or sense pink energy. And we're in there. Let's go into the cancer cell release room. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the word good. So here we go. That's another word you can clear. Oh, dear. Okay. So here we go. We're going to the room which has a theater. If you wanted to look at other types of life forms, planets of the light. So here we go. We'll go into the deer room. We can go into some lightship pond rooms here if you like to visit ponds. But these are available on other planets of light. And let's go into a room where they work with muscles. So let's go into the muscle release room. If you have any muscle tension. And we're going to go into another room that has the redwood rainforest. So all these rooms, you request your one particular healing. We'll go into maybe three more rooms here. So let's go into the room with the crystal energies. So these are like large crystal geodes, and you're in the middle of it. And each crystal in that geode is a conscious light beam. So you could have 1,000 of them sending you energy. And we're going into another room, and I'm seeing frogs. So we'll go into the frog room, and they'll be croaking at you, singing maybe the little songs. So you can enjoy that as you get healing. And we'll go into the dolphin room for the last one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll be coming back from the light ship now. So here we go. Going to be bilocated back here again. Bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We're back here now, everybody. And hopefully you can enjoy the rest of the call here that we have on DBS. It's quite interesting. This is a pretty informative show, and we have a lot of feedback from people. I really appreciate that. So, boy. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow, Ron. Thanks for that lightship voyage. I completely forgot I was co-hosting there for a minute. It's always nice to go and experience that. And, also the word blood. And someone else wrote in the hook. And they wrote a meat hook or captain hook to capture Peter Pan, the free spirit. Very interesting. Okay, so I'm just reading through these emails here. So someone else wrote in about asking, what about using the harmonic frequency clearing to take off odd harmonics?
Yeah. You could probably use that to on the words.
That's what they write. I think they were saying that put even harmonics to words.
Now that would also work,
Because I guess, that's true. I never thought of it that way, but words do have sounds. So as they're being spoken, they are creating perhaps odd harmonics, depending on the words. Maybe that's where the double O comes in. I don't know. Okay, so okay, let's see. Okay, so somebody else is asking if you could explain the mind loop clearing. I guess two birth programs, and they're asking for, I guess, an example of that.
What do they want again?
Mind loop clearing?
That's okay. Mind loop. So we have two of those. We have mind loop one, which is what you use if you start having the same thoughts over and over again. So that means you're beating yourself up. But the mind loop two is what happens when you come down the birth canal and you first hit here. And you go, uh-oh. What am I doing here? And you get all that negative energy coming around you of discomfort and everything else. So that's what that one's for. So if you have recurring thoughts that, keep coming to you over and over again, then you know that that's the mind loop one clearing. So, want to do that, and that could help you out immensely.
Okay, and if you're looking for that clearing, it is called the mind loop number one clearing, and you can find that just by typing in looping. You can type in mind, and there is also a whole lifetime clearing for mind looping number one, and it's repetitive thoughts, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. So that would be, $5 times the year of your age. Okay, so there's a website. Okay, so some people were asking, could we get a list of words? And there is a website called morewords.com, and you could, there are almost 4,000 words found on that contain double O. So if you wanted to go to that and pick out a couple that particularly pertain to your life and clear them, I think everybody here would be interested, including Ron, to see what happens when you do that.
Yeah, so that could be your homework and see what word has the most effect on you. And, you could send us an email stating that, yeah, this word, really cleared me out, and I feel much happier, lighter. Even the verb word room, is ROOM. You're all in a room now.
Yep.
Oh, so maybe you're in the poor room, So anyway, boy. Anyway, let's bring in some oxygen. So here we go. This is on the light ship. We'll bring in the oxygen from the light ship here into everybody, kind of wake you up. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So, just back to you.
Yeah. Wow, thanks for the oxygen, Ron. And I think everybody really needed that. And I know that it's always so nice to go to the light ship, and it's always so nice to be on this Saturday show, because that's, when we do that. And if you liked that experience and you would like to experience it again for a longer period of time, you can check out all of the, you can check out all of the special 8-hour healing intensives that Ron does. And I think tomorrow is the first one on April 10th, and it's an 8-hour call. You can attend that live or as a registered absentee. And if you would like more information about that, it's right at the top of creationlightship.com. And Ron also did the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call today, and we did get some emails about that. So if you're interested and you would like to do some more in-depth work, you can check that out. And be sure to also check out the recommended healings. And the first one you'll find is the emotional healing, which is the emotional whole lifetime healing. And that makes it, clears out a lifetime of all the imprinted energy of your emotional traumas from this lifetime, from your present age all the way back to conception. So that's the first one to do, and it is kind of the prerequisite for doing all of the other clearings. Okay, Ron, so I think we're actually coming to the end of the show here.
We can go for a little bit more. Do you have any more comments coming in?
Well, we do.
A brain dead here.
I know. It was a pretty exhausting.
Oh, man, you know, this is heavy, you know?
Yeah, it's always heavy when we uncover something like this, and it's always like a kind of a, you're just sort of like, wow, how could I have not realized this? You're kind of in like a stupor. At least I know I am. And then as soon as I can, I start going in there and clearing everything. Okay, so we did have a question about mind interface body. And I'm guessing this is a clearing? I'm not quite sure what the question is here. This person is writing, mind interface body, explain this clearing, what for? Is it related to the mind of the body in a way?
In a sense, yes. It's how your mind is controlling your body. So your mind is reading your cellular memory, and then the mind, will say, is controlled by the mind matrix. The mind matrix working through your mind, working through the orbs that are attaching to your cellular memory, which is now working through the jellyfish energy on the top of your head, with all the little stingers coming into your body. It's now working with that energy to control you. So the orbs are like the scouts trying to find out where to go to. And then from there you have the jellyfish tentacles attaching to each one of your cells to read your cellular memory. And all that data now from that jellyfish energy on the top of your head is now, if you look, watch the movie Avatar, you could probably see some of this stuff going on. And with that tree of life trying to figure out what's going on with the people. So look at that as the tentacles coming onto you. The little things are floating up and down and around, you know, from the tree, trying to check out who and what you are. And then from there, since your crown chakra is probably open, that jellyfish energy now is connecting to you, and now you're being connected to the mind matrix. And from there, the aliens get a hold of that, and then they create programs and download that into you. So I hope that kind of answers some of that question. That's what the thing does. So that's what that clearing is for, is to disconnect you from that.
The mind, interface body clearing.
Yep. Uh-huh. And we have a bundle for the mind matrix bundle, I think, to separate yourself. So if you're having a hard time relating or getting out of your own way or something, you may want to do the mind matrix bundle.
Okay.
Otherwise, what happens is you become mental, and as you start getting more and more of these energies coming to you, then the mental part of you takes over, and you try to figure out what's happening. And from there, once you try to figure it out, you get stuck into a loop, and then you got the mind loop going on, and you don't know where you are, you know? And so that's why we have those clearings. Just maybe even doing the on the eliminating alien attack clearing on that, I think, you know, you pay for that for the month. You can get in there and maybe do a clearing to get rid of those energies on top of your head, which would be the jellyfish energies. Remember in the movie Avatar, whatever that man's name was, when it was on that bird that was flying, I believe he said, you know, you are mine now, or something like that. So he was using the energy that he connected to from that, whatever, the tree of life there on the planet that knew everything, and he was connecting himself to that flying bird, controlling it, telling it what to do. He's doing a, you know, some type of mind merge with that. So if you look at that movie, there's a lot in there if you think about mind control and how they're using it. And the eyes on the avatar, you know, on the people there, they said that, you know, the lady with those bright blue eyes, you know, think about clones. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's, it sounds very complicated, but it actually kind of all makes sense, Ron, when you were explaining it there. And I've actually never seen that movie, but I kind of know enough about it to sort of get what's going on there. So I don't know if it's, is it time to end the show? It's,
Yeah, we'll get to about five after.
Oh, we get to five after. Okay. All right, great. So, let's see. Ron, do you have any sample healings that you'd like to do for everybody?
Everybody has your number. Well, I should say everybody has the alien tracking barcode number that you see on your digital clock most of the time.
Yeah.
Something, you know, or whatever, or, you know, 1010 or something. And or maybe you see it on license plates. So think of that favorite number that they hooked you up with. Because, remember, you have to be remote controlled and everything else since they're in control of time for you to even wonder what you're looking at. So, remember, nobody really needs to know what time it is unless you have an appointment. Or you really, really be in here at work and you want to eat at 12 o'clock or something. But other than that, you really don't.
Everyone always waits for that. You know, when do we get to eat?
So, you know, other than that, you know, somehow your body moves, your head turns, your eyeballs focus, and you see, man, I'm seeing 12-12 again, you know. What does that mean? You know? And I'm seeing it every day, or maybe it's a time that, you know, maybe it's 9-11. So you get up at 7, and sure enough, 9-11 comes on your clock. The aliens remote control you through their programs. Have you take your cell phone out of your pocket and you click it and 9/11, and then at night you're at home watching TV or something or reading a book and you go, I wonder what time it is. Look over and your digital clock is saying, oh, it's 9/11. You go, oh crap, they got me two times in one day. You know, let's clear that number, whatever one they seem to connect you with. Let's see if we can get that energy off of you. And you could also put that in the keyword intercept, and also if you have the, you know, that natal barcode. So here we go, releasing that energy from you for that one particular number sequence. So one, it'll help you right now, but it can come back tomorrow. But this will get you having some peace. One, two, three, in California, if you have 9/11, you it could happen tonight. But anyway, typically it won't happen. So here we go. One, two, but back east, wait, 8, 9, 10, 11. You may have 11 coming, you guys, back east.
Yeah, we might have that soon.
Just coming up. Here we go. So, one, we'll get rid of 11. One, or 9-11, whatever it is there. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll end our program now, everybody. So thank you for listening. And hopefully you can get those the O's off of you. The O-O. So here we go. So let's do the minor heart drop so we can do it all together. So we can say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down into my heart. So here we go. Let's do that. And we got to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, and we'll probably see a lot of you hopefully tomorrow on the 8-hour call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, and we'll get rid of alien critters that are living inside of you. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye. Good night.